Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there, and we're going to talk to Darnett. She's got a few things. I did an interview with Darnett a long, long time ago on conversations that we had, and it was about blood work. About Native American blood and blood work. And Larry, can Darnett get on the phone for a minute?
Darnett's already on the phone.
You're already here.
I'm here.
what have you got for us? It's a little bit new. Larry gave me a few tidbits, but...
Well, the thing is, now they're coming out with a new situation where... they're going to infuse young blood into old people. I think they charge like $8,000 for that. It's a new group. A lot of people are missing, you know, going missing now. And a lot of the Native American people are going missing. And Larry can tell you a little bit more about that. But on my side of it, I keep track a lot of that because of the antigen in the Native blood.
Yes.
We back a few years back, you know, I did some research on that, and that's that there's an antigen in the Choctaw Nation blood that they say has healing properties and a little extra stuff, and they were trying to do more research on it, and it's called ENAV. MNS42 antibody, and they've tried to run that down through the Choctaw people, and they're having a hard time finding that, they say. But, you know, if it's in one blood, you know, as a Native American, I don't think the tribes were that too far separated.
They wouldn't be,
So I really believe that, you know, it probably runs in other tribes, too. It just hadn't been caught on to yet. But a lot of these young women are being, kidnapped and killed and mutilated a lot of times. And most of that is out in the, I guess you would call them the middle states, you know, South Dakota, on up through there, a lot of different places up in there. And a lot of them just they disappear from the reservations and things. And they find them, you know, weeks, months later, you know, and sometimes they never find them. And I don't know if they're into the just body snatching or if they're doing something with these girls, you know. I talked to a FBI, well, she wasn't an agent, but she was a secretary. She worked for the FBI for years. And she said these missing people have been going on for years, because she had worked back in the 30s and the 40s. And she said a lot of people don't know about it. They don't know what's going on, you know. But she watched it because she worked in that area and was a secretary there. And she said it just caught her attention because they never found a lot of them. And she said they just disappeared. And so I feel like this human trafficking is not just with the cartels. It's with these dignitaries, you know, the higher-up people, people that have got money and probably use it to their advantage. But from what they're talking about, this new thing, excuse me, it's a blood thing where they infuse young people's blood into old people. And
yes.
How did they get that blood? I mean, you know, kids are not going to just give up their blood.
Yep.
And, you know, we're having a lot more young people being abducted. And
yes.
A lot more the native young are getting abducted, too. And it's really, you know, it's very interesting what's going on. It's hard to track because if you're not just seeing from, there's several different things that are going on at once with these people.
Yes.
And
well, you know, it's what's kind of interesting, too, is that, you know, if you watch, like, TV programs, Forensic Files and whatnot, a lot
yes.
of these murders and abductions or vanishings, whatever, the people are by themselves.
Yes.
They're
yes.
particularly women or young people. They're almost always alone, and
right.
they're out for a walk, or they're on a trail, and all of a sudden they just never return. They never come home.
That's true.
And I know Larry and I have talked about, you know, maybe doing a primer or whatever you'd want to call it,
mm-hmm.
especially women. It's not safe
yeah.
anymore to be out walking alone.
It's
you almost
not,
always have to have a partner of some type.
You need someone to go with you, someone that is by your side, you know, someone you can trust, not just anybody, because a lot of times
yep.
those that you think you can trust, you can't trust.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
But
well,
I think all women should be trained in some kind of way to protect themselves. And should
mm-hmm.
go out and get that training. I don't care how old you are. You should do it, you know. And
yeah, I think a lot of people think they're pretty invincible and, you know,
yeah.
They can take care of themselves. But when it comes right down to it, no, they can't.
That's
and,
true.
You know, two is always a huge benefit. And for
mm-hmm.
people out searching for somebody to kidnap or to vanish, they're going to think twice if there's two of them instead of one.
Right, right. And really, you know, the thing is, I don't care if you're running at night or whatever, get you a big mag light. They've got them pretty good. They could be used as a weapon. They could be used as anything. And if you hit them right, they're going to go down to where you can at
mm-hmm.
least get away. And don't ever go with them. Fight them. Right wherever you're at, fight them. And
yeah.
especially if you're in a group of people. You know, if there's people around you, don't go. You might die, but I'd rather die right there than be drug off somewhere and killed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be terrifying for those poor people that do get shanghaied. I just wish, as I watch all this, I just wish particularly women would pay more attention. It is, they listen, they nod their head, but then it's like they go out like they always was. I mean, I can drive around
mm-hmm.
here, even in Wisconsin, on a rural road. I can find somebody walking by themselves.
Sure, sure.
And there's no place they can go hide. There's nothing they could do if somebody decided, okay, I'm
yeah.
going to take this person.
Right. And, too, a lot of these young people, they go to these clubs and they set their drinks down. They set their, you know, and they're good about dropping things in those drinks. And
mm-hmm.
then they've got full control over you. And
yeah.
you never do that. You never, even at a party of somebody you know, you don't do that. It's
yeah,
just a
I
sad
know.
Situation, you know. So
yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the information.
Well, you're
and
welcome.
Maybe Larry yeah, can tell us a little bit more about what's going
sure.
on. The vanishings are happening everywhere. It's just
they
incredible.
Are. Yes, they are.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans by themselves just vanish.
Yeah,
nobody sees them again.
I watch the little kids that they post on Facebook, and when I repost them, people say, "Why do you do that? That hurts the children." Well, I'm going to tell you something. If that child is missing, you need to put it out there. You need to get it out there because that
yeah.
might save their life. You know,
yeah.
and
somebody might spot them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll let Larry get back on here for you.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm back. A lot of vanishings going on. It makes you wonder what in the world is really going on. I mean, we know there's UFO alien abductions, but there's thousands upon thousands of people that are just vanishing everywhere.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, Stuart. And what's so interesting is that it you know, the count's not going down. With our technology and our manpower, actually the statistics are going up. More and more are missing. And so, you know, and we'll talk about it in some show, but if somebody, you know, somebody, most everybody I know carries a ballpoint pen with them, and we'll talk
yep.
about specific ballpoint pens, but a ballpoint pen could save your life.
Yes. Yep. And if you're being abducted, the chances are you're fighting for your life. They don't just rape anymore. They rape and kill for women. You know, a lot of times before we got into this mess, what started maybe 10, well, you were a police officer for years, and I'm sure you've seen this escalation. It's like we got a lot more bad dudes out there doing this stuff.
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, now I saw some analysis a few years ago that came out. Of course, all the books now have vanished because they've removed them. But the FBI's investigation into missing people literally dovetailed right back into the elite and these human trafficking, and they couldn't allow that to come out, and so they had to shut that down. But that's what Trump has zeroed in on recently. You know, he actually passed, I heard, either an executive order or an order ordering the feds to move on the Indian reservations and solve all of these missing persons and murder investigations. There's so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, I got a call from a nurse in a major city. And this is what she said. She said, an elite needs to have an organ or whatever. And they do a blood type search of all their records. They find out who's a match. If they don't have the match, and they'll literally go out and kill them to take the organ that they need. And this was 20-some-odd years ago. And she swore it was true. I believe it is. Myself.
Yeah, and Stuart, ramping that up is most recent news that now Google and others are literally stealing all the medical data from thousands and
yep.
thousands and thousands of Americans. And who do you think the buyers are? We know that answer.
Yep. Unfortunately, we do. Yeah, it's too bad. Let's move on to some, well, I don't think there is any much pleasant news, but what's going on over there in Israel? It doesn't sound very, very good at all.
No, I put a blog out today that's very, very interesting. And of course, the last 2 days, lots of information coming out. It's only in the intelligence, you know, the intel that's coming out, giving warning. And if
mm-hmm.
you're in America and you think mainstream media is going to fill you in, you got another thing coming. You go to mainstream media and they don't even talk about it. But what we're seeing is apparently there's a plot by Iran to coordinate a number of attacks, not just one attack like they did against
mm-hmm.
the Saudi oil fields, but multiple attacks against U.S., Israeli, and Saudi Arabian assets or, you know, troops. And so they're beginning to plan, you know, on preventing this. And as a matter of fact, it's really interesting. Here's a break in Israel news. A report today actually came out. U.S. general hints at war with Iran as U.S. troops mass on border. And they also mention Ezekiel 27:10 from the Israeli Bible and says Netanyahu was warned by the U.S. that Iran is planning not an attack, but additional attacks, plural. And also, Debka File reporting Iran poised to strike U.S. Israeli targets as U.S. forces gear up for fighting and USS Abraham Lincoln carrier strike group enters the Persian Gulf. And also Breaking Israel News was reporting that Netanyahu, after receiving that information, went to the Knesset in Israel and warned them of upcoming Iranian attacks. And we're getting more and more reports that there's a lot of artillery and armor and all kind of stuff moving through the Middle East, you know, and we're not even aware, Stuart, we're not even aware that we've got U.S. troops that have moved up to the northern border of Israel to fight Syria and Iran and Hezbollah. I mean, we don't even know what's going on in the Middle East. We're so busy with Trump bashing.
Yeah, well, even if they weren't Trump bashing, they probably wouldn't report on it. We are the most dumbed-down people, I think, that the world's ever seen. And if they tune into CNN, well, if CNN has it on, that's the only news we need to know. And it's got to be the truth or it wouldn't be on TV. And we've got this kind of mentality going on now. But how many troops, I wonder, do we actually have? You know, he says, well, we're going to send over 2,000. And the next thing you hear, it's 3,000. I just read an article where they're up to 14 or 1,000 or more. And if you were to include the carrier groups, that's got to be well over 20,000 more. So what do we got over there, 40, 50,000 troops or more?
Well, I don't know that we have any idea at all. Like I say, you know, the mainstream news doesn't tell you anything anymore. And you got to remember Trump doctrine a little bit. He says he'll tell you when it's over, basically,
yeah.
You know. And but we're preparing for something. And you know, Times of Israel and Ynet News and Debka File and others are reporting that we're beefing up for a war. I mean, we're going to war over there. And matter of fact, Netanyahu, by the way, the Attorney General in Israel, mm-hmm. has announced now, as they were trying to remove Netanyahu from office, that Netanyahu can still be the prime minister even under indictment. So that relieved him of the pressure. And Netanyahu today immediately went to the northern border to meet with all the IDF troops and commanders and
mm-hmm.
View that northern border. And that's where I said that we're not even aware that U.S. troops are involved, but they are, and so is a lot of our assets. Matter of fact, I saw something. This is interesting, Stuart. You know, I can't say this is what's going on because it sounds so totally unlikely, but
mm-hmm.
it seems to be a clue. I saw today on Yahoo News, Stuart, a caption of a B-52 bomber, and the caption read, "Please tell me we're not going to give a B-52 Stratofortress bomber to Israel."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean, Stuart, that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to give them one, but what if some of those Stratofortresses that have just left the U.K. recently that were waiting there for something
that.
In the Middle East, what if they joined Israel in attacks on Iran? I mean, hey, you know, this thing's shaping up, and people are not aware of it, and they're certainly not being told that, and Stuart, you know well as I do anymore, any intelligence that we're getting, you have to dig like crazy.
Yeah, it is getting more and more difficult to vet anything. And even Hal Turner's slowing down, it seems like, and getting news out. And I don't know. It's well, of course, the latter days is filled with deception and lies and I don't know what you'd call it. Fake news, I guess. Use Donald Trump's phraseology, because that's what it is. It's all fake news. But I did see that video of, what was it, 4, 5, 6 B-52s leaving England, and nobody knew where they were going. I guess we do know where they were going. And then we got that troop buildup in Saudi Arabia as well. That probably is continuing. So, yeah, you're right. They are gearing up for a major confrontation, a major war. And here we are coming up on those dates of 12, isn't it like 12, 9 to 12, 12 or a little bit beyond the most dangerous?
Well, that seems to be, and that seems to be associated with the IG report coming out and then the investigation starting in the Senate, possibly on the Bidens, which might link in Obama. And, of course, this You know, the Democrats, they need a false flag, and they need it soon. They're running out of rope.
Yeah, and this would be an ideal place to actually introduce a false flag event. And we know one's coming. They don't have any options there. We don't know what it'll be, assassination attempt, whatever. But, yeah, they do have to have something, or they're going to lose. And deep state's not going to lose. And when you look at Bob Barr and how they are exonerating now, Comey didn't do anything wrong. Clapper didn't do anything wrong. Brennan didn't do anything wrong. Hillary didn't do anything wrong. On and on it goes. And they all act like they're invincible. Nobody's going to touch them. So they've probably been told, don't worry about it. You're not going to ever be indicted. So I was very, very disappointed in some of the stuff that was coming out where they're even exonerating, what's his name, the guy that had a girlfriend and he was tweeting all this stuff. and then they come out in this report and say nobody was biased. I mean, what a blatant, absolute lie. All you got to do is read the emails. And they were biased, totally biased against Trump. So what do you do? What do you do? I mean, it's foolishness, it's total lawlessness, and it fulfills biblical prophecy that's exactly what was going to happen. We move into an area where the law is slack, just like I think it's Habakkuk or Haggai that talks about that. Law is slacked, and judgment never goes forth. We're here. Judgment never goes forth. So here we are. What else you got?
Well, I was also something. I was going to ask you a question and see what you thought about it. Michael Snyder, end of the American Dream blog, posted a very interesting article today, and I was aware of the storm system coming onto the West Coast and moving east, but this is the warning. It says, warning, winter storm Ezekiel, a clue, a harbinger for America, the historic storm to strike Thanksgiving holiday travel across America, could it become a bomb cyclone? And then, of course, Michael Snyder quotes puts out Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 16 through 21, and that is true. They're predicting massive areas of horrible weather this entire Thanksgiving, and I was thinking, what come to mind originally was, is that a warning about maybe Ezekiel 38, 39 may be on the horizon?
Yes. That would be my guess. That the Lord uses all kinds of warnings that go right by people. In fact, I'd get criticized. I'd get emails, boy, you're stretching that one. And, I remember when Susan Boyle came out on 4/11 and sang the swan song for humanity. And I said, hey, you better wake up. Here is a nobody. An absolute nobody. Nobody even knew who she was. And within one night, she's a worldwide phenomenon. God does that. Nobody else does that, but God does. And she was anointed when she sang that song. No question about it. And then we had Terry Schiavo, which was murdered by Bush and those groups because they wouldn't intervene. And I can remember very well the Holy Spirit really grieving about that. And a number of people felt that grieving, deep grieving for it. And it was, it was a death knell for the United States. And on these signs go. And they go right by most people because they don't pay any attention to prophecy anyway. But this thing with Ezekiel, the most powerful winter storm to hit the West Coast in ages. Winter storm Ezekiel. Folks, look up Ezekiel 38 and 39. The Gog-Magog War. This is clearly a warning. And if we're supposed to have a blizzard starting sometime tonight or tomorrow here. And this Ezekiel storm will be right behind it. And we're supposed to get about, I think, 12 inches or 14 inches of snow, depending on exactly where you are. But high winds, they say, it's going to be really brutal. So, yeah, this is... why would they name it Ezekiel anyway?
Yeah, that's not a common name of storms. It's an anomaly, Stuart. It's an enigma.
Yes, it's typical of what the Lord does. Let me see. I've got something else. I could hardly believe it when I was reading it, folks. And I can't really vet it, but Larry, I'd like your opinion. China agrees to continue investing in U.S. Treasury bills only after securing the right of eminent domain to physically repossess foreclosed American private property. This move is the equivalent of an unconditional surrender following a bloody war. This also gives the Chinese military the legal right to use biological weaponry to clean up America all at once. It gives them the right to use deadly force in removing trespassing Americans from occupying Chinese real estate. Connect the dots, and you get feds grant eminent domain as collateral to China for U.S. debts. Sources at the United States Embassy in Beijing, China, have just confirmed that the United States of America has tendered to China a written agreement which grants to the People's Republic of China an option to exercise eminent domain within the USA as collateral for Chinese continued purchase of U.S. Treasury notes and the existing U.S. currency reserves. What do you think of that one?
Well, Stuart, I think that that sounds just exactly where we're headed. We've got the information. Remember coming out of all the Chinese troops in Mexico and even up in Canada. And
yep.
Also the plan is already out there. We've seen it under the UN to bring the Chinese troops in to corral the United States. So I would suppose that Pelosi will probably put on hold for a moment in time the Trump attack and actually pass this new deal into law because, hey, folks, if you don't believe the communist coup is in progress and the Democrats are taking us to hell, look again.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, about the evidently slow ship to China that the United States is on, and the American people are oblivious to it. And I would sincerely hope that this Thanksgiving they truly would give thanks to the Lord for delay. Had Hillary Clinton got elected instead of Trump, you wouldn't be listening to any of these programs. You wouldn't be listening to probably any radio program. You'd probably be in a FEMA camp if you were still alive. When Hillary Clinton said every American has to go to a re-education camp, she wasn't fooling. She meant exactly what she said. Anyway, what else you got there, Larry?
Well, that's exactly, you're exactly right. She wasn't kidding, by the way. I was also looking at some reports from Rabbi Glazerson, who actually is talking about a couple of new Torah codes that were done November the 24th, indicating the downfall of Iran and the end of days Bible codes, and it ties in Messiah, Moses and Elijah, and a time of ascension in 5780. So, and Iran will fall. So, we're seeing clues.
Well, Moses and Elijah, a lot of people think those will be the two witnesses. So, that's kind of interesting that they are popping up even in the Bible codes at the same time of Messiah. And I believe the two witnesses arrive as the church itself probably leaves. This is all about Israel at that point in time. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. We only did a half an hour, but we'll probably do something. I don't know about Friday. We'll just have to play it by ear. It's holiday weekend. Probably not a lot of people listening. But if something really does happen, we'll go on anyway. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And take care. Heads up for the storms. This is going to be nasty travel. Anyway, good night, folks.